Community Church of Lamong in Sheridan, Indiana, and I'm here with Pastor Ed Hobelman. And Pastor Ed, share with us what's happening here today and what's your vision for the rest of Faith, Hope, and Love Week.
Oh, well, today we're having a community cookout, and we brought it inside in the air conditioning to eat because it's 90-some degrees out there, and we have a pretty good turnout here. I don't know just how many folks, but some of these are volunteering to help us next week, and later we'll be talking about some of our projects and encouraging people to participate. But right now we're just fellowshipping together. We've got some beef brisket barbecued and some turkey smoked and some other picnic food that's just awesome.
I can't wait to get in line here. what's a couple of projects that you are thinking of?
Okay, one of our main projects is working on the playground. We're going to seal all of the wood out there and cover up a bunch of splinters and stuff and rebuild some of the rope ladders and climbing ropes and that kind of thing and get the swings repaired so that it can be used again.
Yes.
And there's a pavilion out there that has an enclosure that the siding is kind of rotting away on. We're going to renew that siding where it needs it and give it a coat of paint. We've got some work going on in the basement where we had some flooding a year ago and took out the lower section of drywall. If we have the help here next week, we'll be putting that drywall back in place and finishing that. And we've got a garden out here that needs some mulch, and get a truckload of mulch delivered and have work like that for people to do. And if we have children show up, we've got a project for them to paint some flower pots and put some live plants in them and take them around the community and pass them out and go to one of the nursing homes and share with them.
That's great. Seems like you have a full week coming up. So, for those of you who are listening, again, we are here at Community Church of Lamong, and you can Google that and contact Pastor Ed Hobelman if you would like to volunteer. You just heard Pastor Ed Hobelman regarding his vision of the projects here. But just to give you a quick history of this church, Christ Community Church of Lamong was originally established in late 1800s, and it was a place of refuge for the slaves back then. So as we are going to finish the basement, at least attempt to finish the basement, they want to resurrect that this will be a place of refuge in case of disasters or people who are in need. So this is one of the great projects that we have, numerous projects out there. So again, this is Christ Community Church of Lamong, and you can contact Pastor Ed Hobelman if you are interested in helping out.